what are we doing to get more support from Debian? Pues, for the moment, in Debian, in the next Debian conference in Argentina, for the first time, we are going to provide stands or booths for corporations that support Debian, so they could show what they're doing what they're doing with Debian. And also in the Debian conference report, we also promote these companies that help Debian, or in this case, the Debian conference.
Okay.
And this is the part from
safety. Okay. Do you want to split questions so you can ask Hannibal questions now on his part? Questions?
That's what we are, or that's what, how we see big corporations are helping, or how are responding to the support that big corporations are giving to us. But we would like to get more support from big corporations. We having this presentation because at work we would like to see more support for Debian, because we could provide that support within our own company, or for the company for which we work.
So, what do you mean by more support? Do you mean more money from the existing companies, like HP and Intel, or do you mean trying to get new companies involved?
Both.
We want here's more money. Time, server, hardware, and everything.
We would like more funding, and we also like more support for the software that we create and we distribute.
Does Debian structure make it difficult for a company to invest,
Not at all. We have an association that represents us. We have existence, so if you really want to give us money, you will find a way.
There is a incorporated organization which is called SPI, and through SPI we get this funding from any company that wants to provide funding for Debian. Here in Australia, Linux Australia provides that support for Debian. That has happened before. Yes, SPI provides those reports and that accounting information.
This will be more included in the second part of the talk, but basically everything that helps, you know, if you hire Debian developers and you let them time to actually work on Debian, giving back what you do on Debian products, testing infrastructure, like if you're using Debian every day on your hardware, if you certify it, it will help, all those kind of things.
Yeah. I suppose they is because they use Debian. Hewlett Packard, for instance, provides a lot of funding for the Debian conference, and it's because I think they use Debian internally and in the products that they ship. Yeah, they are here and back too.
And we'll eventually take over the world, and we'll be gentle to them then.
they provided funding for the Debian conference in Edinburgh last year. That's why we have them on our website and on the t-shirts. I don't know that personally. No, what about you? Do you know about that?
Okay.
Impediments for contributing to Debian. Or the other Martin. Martin should know too.
Okay.
Martin, do you know if there is any impediment for companies to provide support for Debian?
Yeah, things like that.
Do you know if there is any impediment for companies to provide funding for Debian? You may have.
Yeah, the company won't contact us and say, oh, we really want to help you, but we can't. We're like, oh, cool. You get karma points. Thank you.
That's basically Seki's part of the talk. We want more use, more companies providing support for Debian, like Hewlett Packard does. I think we could continue with the second part.
Okay, so I'm going moving on to the second part. I'm going to talk about bigger companies are actually providing corporate support, like running Debian on the servers, on their hardware, shipping Debian, putting Debian stickers on their website, and all these kind of things. I'm going to try to explain to you why I got to this kind of thinking and this kind of ideas. I joined a really great company a few months ago, which does the right things and does open source and, you know, gave lots of things to the community. And I was really surprised that if they did most of what I thought was the right choice technically in many fields, they didn't do it on the distribution they chose to support. I won't name what they used, but it has a green logo. And so I started poking around trying to understand why we don't use what most of people will agree that is technically better. Anibal said it. I work on the XFS team at SGI here in Melbourne. We are 6 developers, at least 5 that I know are using Debian on their test machines, on their work machines. We have Nathan that is maintaining XFS progs in Debian that is still really related, and he was tech lead there. So it's really, really present in the whole company. So here is the fruit of my analysis. Before I start, are there any CDOs, CEOs, or people with decisional power here, so I can smile at them more widely? Okay. So first thing is we need to be able to provide corporate support. I think that's the first thing that we need to sell. When we sell big hardware, the first thing that people will ask us is, and what if something goes wrong? So you can try to answer, nothing will ever go wrong, we just rule, but you know, it's IT and everybody knows that things tend to go wrong all the time. What we currently are able to provide is to have a company that says, okay, we do this distribution and we ensure you that if you run into any problem with our product, we'll have the maintainer that will spend some of his time to try to fix your issue, and if not, we can escalate it, and eventually you will get to the developers to fix your stuff. And that is something that I don't see happening in Debian. No organization can provide this kind of support and say, oh yeah, we will have the Debian maintainer fix it because he's a volunteer and is not hired, and so it makes sense. So we can't ask the customers to just sit there and wait that he, out of his big goodwill, fixes the bug. The only thing we could do is maintain a package by ourselves, then provide him the way to get that package, then publish the diff and expect it to be synced in Debian, and then we are going to run into the problem that what if the Debian developer does not want to include the change for one reason or another? We have to spend time discussing with him, and you know, you really don't want to discuss with Debian developers on a regular basis. Basically, if we don't manage it well, we will end up maintaining a whole distribution, and that requires a lot of time, money, and people, and you will need that really early in the process, and it's a really big risk to take. Okay, the other thing is that they need someone to blame, as in, you know, really something that they can sue if we can't fix the problem in time. And we need that too, because we are going to sell hardware to them with the support. We're going to make most of the money out of the support, and we need to be sure that the software won't cause the customer troubles that will not let them use the hardware that has been sold properly. And you need a big structure that will be able to take that, and it will be better if it was like international or stuff. And I don't know of any big support company that could handle that easily, and it will have to be like per region basic, and it's basically lots of overhead and time that is not essentially intuitively wise to spend. Like, it has to be discussed. Okay, other things that we need is we need to hook in the distribution at many places. And one of them is the kernel. The hardware sold will most likely try to have the best of the hardware. And sometimes you need to provide closed source drivers, because this is just the only way you can get what you want out of the hardware. If you're going to buy like the lastest and fastest of something, you really want it to work faster than the cheap Chinese things that you can buy next door, because you know you paid for it. And sometimes we have things like Ethernet drivers that don't have an open source driver that can provide the performance that is expected. And for that, we need those things. Debian will never ship them, so we could obviously ship them. But sometimes they have requirements of things in the kernel that are not there and that we should like modify. This is what gets me to the second point: kernel symbols, API, and ABI stability. SUSE does this, and they do an amazing job. They basically backport all the cool things that are in the recent kernel to an old version while maintaining symbols and API, ABI stability, so that any proprietary module will always work the same, even though they do provide bug fixes and advanced features on the kernel. The only way that we could do that using Debian is maintaining the kernel, because I don't see that we have any resource to be doing that in Debian now, and that is a huge amount of work. Other things is kernel hacks, like extensions that we need. We have a product that's called DMAPI. It's an extension. It's basically a sort of a super iNotified on crack and steroids that can fly and do lots of fancy stuff. It's really useful. It should really be integrated sometimes. We use it to do fancy data migrating stuff. Anyway, we need a patch into the VFS to do that. And the only product that's used today is something that is a closed source product. And I don't see Debian integrating even a one-liner patch to the VFS to support that. So yeah, the only solutions for today is basically to ship a kernel, but we all know it's a huge amount of work.
Is the active
It has been rejected by the kernel community. The thing is that, you know, we need it now because it's useful and it's working. Yeah, as a corporation, because this is what we sell. And yeah, it could be done better. We could spend months discussing with the kernel community and stuff and get it accepted. The thing is, it's a lot of work. It requires lots of time. And you know, it's the balance between what you want to invest and what you can do. Yeah, well, if you have people that commit that any bug introduced by those features will be fixed by their engineers, which is basically what we do for other distros, then I don't see why not. And there are reasonable patches and there are the reasonable ones, like a few hooks in the VFS and completely changing scheduler or things like that. Have you looked at any Linux distro that is not Debian lately? Yeah, Debian is the only one that does that. Which one? Sorry, which one? You should double check. Yeah. I had the Red Hat tree under my eyes not so long ago, and yeah, there are patches, lots.
Well, I mean, there are patches, but there are patches back then.
No, not at all. Okay, I'm not going to discuss that. But okay, other issue we have is certification. We would need to invest, like, as a company, to certify Debian for security or whatever things. And we can't really explain to customers that this is mostly bullshit. You know, they have this list of requirements that they need to have the certification, and if we can't provide that, if a company can't provide that, that's a big issue, and people won't buy from you. And anyway, for all the others, if they have to choose between this distro or this distro, and this one comes with all those fancy certification and little stamps, then most deciders will prefer the stamped one. Vendors, I know that Oracle will require kernel symbol and API stability to certify a distribution for their product. And again, so that's back to the previous thing. It's really something that we can't, like Debian cannot provide today, and that is a showstopper from anything. So, yeah, basically, this is all the things that a company will have to do to support Debian. Now, you will have to put that next to, okay, how many customers are we going to gain if we start supporting Debian? And you will see that the balance is not that easy. If you need people to maintain packages that needed to be diverted because, you know, you have one bug that has been created, you will need infrastructure to allow people to actually sync your packages, to make sure that it doesn't break, to always track newer version. It's a huge amount of work. You might need to maintain a kernel. That's mind-bogglingly, and support and everything. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And you have the field engineer. Like, basically, when someone has a problem with some hardware, you will send someone. You have to educate all of those. That's not really that big an issue because you could have an agreement with those people that want Debian, saying, okay, you know, it's a side case. We can provide you support by that company, and then you won't have all the kind of support that you usually have. I think this is an acceptable thing, but. So all the rest is there. So if any of you has a magical solution, I'm all ears, and I will forward that internally. Magical solution one?
Yeah, actually, my point of view, I don't see why companies don't just support
Yeah, but it's, as I told you, it's not only that, you have kernel modules that you need. And,
yeah. Well, like, doesn't say, hey, watch company, okay,
well, not exactly. When you're buying a server, you want to use it, you want to upgrade it, you want to administrate it, and Debian provides you ways to do that easily. It also has quality standards on packages and
it's
stuff.
Not a differentiator, right? It's the applications that are driving that adoption, and if the ISVs are not porting to Debian because there's nobody to talk to in Debian, mm-hmm. or they're getting rejected by Debian, they're getting blamed because they want to run their application on Debian, it's not going to happen. They can hit it. That's why it works for embedded. Because we don't depend on ISVs to provide a lot of the stuff for embedded applications.
And in the enterprise space, they need an upstream vendor. They need a corporate entity to talk to. They need someone to take off all the legal liability, to provide all of the support infrastructure. And that's why people just start to be vulnerable rather than Debian.
Yep.
Yeah, that entity exists.
So just to rebalance on you, it's not a decisional thing on the hand of the people that will pay the money, but you have administrated that call for Debian and they ask it because they want it for all the administration tasks. Of course, they will need to have support for all the application that they buy the server for, but people are asking for it.
Yeah, but it's you're putting the cart before the horse in a way. Just because the administrator's asking for Debian does not mean you can get it.
No, sure. Right?
Because
but
the application has to be there first.
Sure.
If it's not there, it's not going to work. And then
sure, but that
Debian has been that receptive to binary closed source modules, and I understand why, and I don't mind it, right? I'm a Debian user. And I worked for HP for 13 years, so I know the enterprise side is what. Right?
I don't think the binary project is that big an issue.
No.
Listen, they ripped out TG3 firmware. Come on. There's a large period of time that couldn't even use JSON.
It's not. Yeah. It's not. We don't care about graphics, really. Well, the thing is that modules we can ship it. It's not that hard. But as I said, some of those modules will require you to have a specific version of kernel, which we cannot provide. But any company cannot provide at all. So, yeah.
Sort of at the bottom level, I'm in the system space, and traditionally speaking, a lot of guys like playing Debian, and there's a lot of places have been in the last 5 years playing Debian on everything except the Oracle boxes, which are under impact. Oh. Now, that space doesn't require kernel modules, that space doesn't require anything, but it does require us to go to the manager to run this phrase. These bunch of monkeys, if we can bring up at 2 a.m. on a Sunday, and they will ask it, they will fix it. Yep. If they don't fix it, you can get the vice president to ring up their vice president and yell at them. And that, I have people up here who that insist on that. And I have vendors who do provide that and vice presidents that can yell at them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bit of life.
Also, on the
Well,
even though, you know, we've been getting at that point, it's quite a problem.
Well, that's the decision of the company that will accept or not to get Debian. You know, it's, I don't think...
Well, it makes it hard for us to hire Debian. Yeah. We don't know we're basing and hiring solely on what the person says they can do, not, you know, I have a Debian.
Yeah, some...
LPI level 2? LPI level 2? It doesn't even register on the brand. No, but it's still approximately equivalent. That canonical certification is a layer on top of our government. And that would be got the equivalent of an RFC for the development of the government. The ultimate that is my name. If that's what's up down there, RFC is still the
yeah, and if managers went to geek conferences, the world would be really different too. Okay, so I think we got all the generous ideas out. So thank you very much for listening.